Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Curiosity.com. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about why you have false memories of doing daily tasks, how we know that dogs might be able to sense Earth's magnetic field, and the science behind why there's no up or down in space.
Let's satisfy some curiosity. We're all guilty of it. You could have sworn you answered that text message, but it turns out you left your friend on red. Brutal. You thought you turned the dryer on, but your laundry is still sopping wet when you go to take it out. Well, a new study explains why this happens. It turns out that our brains sometimes mistake our intention to do a task for actually having done it. To learn more about the cause of this confusion, scientists at the University of Illinois designed 5 experiments that asked participants to hire fake models for a fake clothing catalog. To do that, they had to screen resumes, a repetitive task that was made more complicated when an intern mistakenly mismatched some of the photos and applications. The correct and mismatched applications were each labeled that way. If a correct application came up, the participant was asked to make a final hiring decision. If the application was mismatched, they were asked to decide whether they intended to hire or reject the candidate, assuming they could see the matching application later on. In some experiments, they used the same keystroke to mark their intention as their actual decision. In other situations, they were just asked to remember what they chose. A little while later, the participants had to recall the decision they had made for each applicant. Did they hire the person or only intend to hire them? The team found that people were most likely to misremember when the intention and action shared similar mental or physical processes. So like when you intend to text your friend back, it's super similar to actually doing it. You look at your phone, you tap your screen, you read their message, and think about your response. If you had to respond to your friend with flag signals or something, you'd probably remember that a lot more easily. You're also more likely to create false memories of completing routine tasks that don't carry heavy consequences. That's because your brain is checked out. You do the task so consistently that your brain doesn't store much information about your intention to do it or the behavior itself. So how can you save you from yourself? Well, act fast. Doing the darn thing rather than thinking about your intention to do it is the surest way to see that it's done. But when you can't take action immediately, take some advice from this study. When participants actually wrote down whether they did the thing, they were much less likely to misremember. So, your to-do list is your friend. Leave a paper trail, and you may clear the fog of false memories. For a while, this was the only way if I could remember whether I did insulin in the morning.
Oh, that's so scary. My brother's the same way. Ugh, I can't imagine forgetting.
I've been out to dinner with my wife and literally turned and asked her, hey, did I just do insulin or not? Because it's just such a built-in thing. It's, you know...
Right. And the consequences are a lot worse than just forgetting your laundry.
Yeah, they're bad. They're very bad. For those who don't know, I mean, like, if you take a double dose, then you're in a whole lot of trouble. You better get some carbs in you. But then if you don't do it, then your blood sugar is really high and that's not comfortable. So, but we have one of those whiteboard magnet calendars on our fridge and it's got the 7 days of the week on it. So I just put a little check mark next to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever I do my morning dose, and so at least I know my one thing. But even important stuff sometimes.
Yeah, if it's something that you do all the time, it just becomes automatic and it's really easy to forget.
Yeah, dude.
Dogs have some super keen senses. Their senses of smell and hearing are so good that they probably think we're all deaf and nose blind. Now, a new study suggests that dogs may have another sense that puts human senses to shame. They might be able to navigate using the Earth's magnetic field. That shouldn't sound too far-fetched because dogs are really good at navigation. I mean, they have a long history as homing animals. During World War I, the military even used them to deliver messages in the same way they used homing pigeons. So in the 1930s, researchers became interested in finding out how dogs navigate. And honestly, it's a puzzle we're still sorting out. Studies performed back then showed that dogs transported to unfamiliar sites can consistently find their way home. And as recently as 2013, a paper showed that dogs have a strange tendency to align themselves on a north-south axis before they poop. That suggests they might have some ability to sense the Earth's magnetic field, a sense called magnetoreception. But if dogs have magnetoreception, are they using it for navigation? That's what the team of researchers behind this new study wanted to find out. They set up two identical experiments using 31 hunting dogs in total. They fitted all of them with GPS collars and some of them with action cameras. Each trial was simple. The dog's owner would take it into the woods and let it run around for a while. The researchers wanted to see how each dog got back to its owner. In 60% of the more than 600 trials, dogs could follow their own meandering scent trail to return to their starting place. But in a third of the trials, they lost the scent. That was where things got interesting. In these cases, the dogs would take a quick 20-meter run along a north-south axis, regardless of the direction they needed to go. Then they'd take a direct path back to their owner. The researchers suggest that this north-south run, or compass run, as they call it, might be how dogs get their magnetic bearing before taking an unknown path. It's kind of like when you do that figure eight with your phone to get your GPS back in sync. The researchers think this shows that dogs are capable of magnetoreception, but they use it as a last resort when other navigation methods fail. So, yes, dogs can probably sense the Earth's magnetic field. Now, if only they'd learn how to bring the ball back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever stare into the night sky and wonder what's going on up there? Ask a cosmologist, and their response would likely be, up where? Because there's probably no such thing as up in outer space. Or down, for that matter. If you're feeling dizzy right about now, don't worry, I understand. But don't worry, this will all make sense in a second. So, in scientific terms, the idea that the universe looks the same from every orientation is called isotropy. In other words, the universe is isotropic. This isn't just a guess either. In 2016, British researchers published a study showing the best evidence yet that the universe doesn't have a preferred direction. That is, there's no up, down, left, right, no correct orientation at all. They were able to determine this by looking at the cosmic microwave background, or CMB. That's the ancient afterglow left over from the Big Bang. It's the oldest radiation in the universe, and scientists use it to find clues about how the universe has evolved. To understand how they used the CMB to figure this out, let's imagine for a second that the universe does have a right direction. That is, let's assume it's anisotropic. This would mean that the universe is expanding at different speeds in different directions from some central point or specific axis. That would pull and stretch the CMB into identifiable shapes and patterns. The data showed that the CMB is random noise and probably doesn't include patterns or other clues that would point toward an anisotropic universe. Basically, the universe is a well-blended mixture of space stuff that grew from a homogeneous universe soup. Delicious. The idea that the universe is isotropic is definitely a relief. The work that cosmologists do rests on the assumption that the universe is isotropic. If it weren't, then we could just go ahead and throw our understanding of the evolution of the universe out the window. So no, the universe doesn't have an up or down. And that is good news for everybody.
Let's wrap up with the main things we learned today, starting with the fact that you're more likely to misremember doing something if the things you do when you intend to do it are similar to actually doing it. So either try to do the things you intend to do right away, or write down the thing you intend to do and then cross it off the list when you've done it.
Big fan of writing stuff down. We also learned that dogs might be such good navigators because they're able to sense Earth's magnetic field. Magnetoreception, man.
I mean, we never covered that study about how dogs align themselves with the Earth's magnetic field when they poop, but I think it's one of the funniest discoveries. That's a reason that I would want a dog, is to see that happen.
Put a compass on your dog's collar. That could be fun.
Absolutely. And we learned that the universe looks the same from every direction and orientation, which means it's isotropic. And that's why there's no up or down in space.
Also a fun fact about space, in space no one can hear you scream.
That's a super fun fact. Thanks for sharing, Cody.
Hey, anytime. Having a blast here on Curiosity Daily. Today's stories were written by Steffi Drucker, Cameron Duke, and Joni Folletto, and edited by Ashley Hamer, who's the managing editor for Curiosity Daily.
Script writing was by Cody Goff and Sonia Hodgen. Curiosity Daily is produced and edited by Cody Goff.
Align yourself on Earth's north-south axis, take a bathroom break, and then join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes.
And until then, stay curious.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.